Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this special time of prayer on this day, which is known as Spy Wednesday, because the gospel reading of today says that Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus, spying, looking for the chance to hand him over to the enemy. We are at the cusp of the most dramatic events, the most dramatic days of the church year, and therefore it's appropriate that we gather together like this for prayer. Thank you for joining us. Please feel free to leave your prayer intentions in the comments. We'll all pray for one another as we now go into the presence of God and delve into His Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, as we make this Holy Week journey, we ask You, bring us closer to You in repentance of our sins, closer to You in understanding of Your Word, closer to You in obedience to Your commands, closer to You in the joyful grace of Your Spirit, which we ask for the ability to respond to at every moment. May we now understand Your Word more deeply, live it more faithfully, and proclaim it more effectively through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning He opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, if ever anyone could say, who will prove me wrong? It's Jesus Christ. How much was He opposed? How often did people walk away from Him? How much was He ridiculed? How badly could He have been treated more than He was being crucified? And yet, who will prove me wrong? Look what happened. He rose from the dead. One of the many things about the resurrection, which of course we will be reflecting on Easter and in the entire Easter season that follows, one of the many dimensions of the resurrection is that it proves He was right. Not just about the prediction of His death and resurrection, but about everything that He said. The fact that He rose from the dead shows that you better listen to everything He said beforehand, because it was all true. What better credentials can one have? I spoke, they got mad at me, they killed me, but then I rose again. God has put His seal of approval, the seal of approval that we saw long ago by the flickering of a star that led wise men to Him, bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, or that we saw in the form of a dove descending, or the voice of the Father saying at His baptism and again at His transfiguration, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." If anything says to us, listen to Him, it's the mighty act of the resurrection. Who will prove me wrong? The Lord God is my help. Yes, He's my help. Even after I've been crucified and buried, He's my help. See what's being said here? Our minds and hearts are being prepared here in this reading. In fact, ages and ages of believers and those who hoped for the coming of the Messiah, and then ages and ages of Christians who have known the Messiah, are strengthened by this reading, which is from the third servant song of Isaiah, various passages about the one who would suffer and die and rise again for our salvation. We've been strengthened by all this because it shows the steadfast faithfulness of the servant of God. I have not rebelled, have not turned back. He prayed in the garden, Father, if it be your will, if this chalice can pass by me, let it pass. But your will be done, not mine, not mine. I have not rebelled. In the prophecies of Jesus, the psalmist writes, and the letter to the Hebrews picks this up, a body you have prepared for me, is one of the translations. Also translated, ears open to obedience you gave me. This is the Son talking to the Father through the Psalms. And behold, I said, I have come to do your will. A body you have prepared for me. He took on our human nature in the incarnation so that he could offer that body on the cross. He took on human blood so that he could shed it on the cross. But that very same passage is translated, ears open to obedience you gave me. He opens my ear, Isaiah said, that I may hear. Hear what? Hear the command of love to lay down his life for us. This is the plan of the Father. The Son comes to hear the will of the Father, to offer his life for our salvation, to offer, therefore, that body that was prepared for him in the womb of the Virgin Mary so that it could be nailed to the cross, so that on Easter it could be raised from the dead and then ascended into heaven so that our humanity, the same human nature, the same kind of human body that you and I have, that you and I are, could be seated on the throne of God forever. So, his rights are vindicated. He is proved right. His obedience is rewarded. And finally, right from the beginning of the reading, he spoke a word to rouse the weary. The events of these days are a word. A word to rouse those who may be weary in looking for God, following God, and having others follow God. This is our strength now, the cross and the resurrection. Because if we're looking for God, this is where we find him. We find him at the cross. If people are looking for God in the midst of betrayal, suffering, death, desolation, people feeling like, where is God? I can't find him. He's there. There is too much suffering. Where is God? He's right there in the midst of the suffering. My God, why have you abandoned me? Where are you? He's right there in that feeling of abandonment. This is why Jesus quoted that psalm as he hung on the cross. He's right there. You want to find God? Go to the cross. You want to find God? Don't run away from the suffering, the evil, the desolation. He's there in the midst of your trials. For those weary of the need to follow him, see this example of obedience, Christ obedient even unto death, and see how that obedience is rewarded. Those weary of proclaiming God to others, see how at the cross, even at that moment of giving his life, people are converted to him. The centurion says, surely this is the Son of God. The crowd walks away beating their breasts. The thief says, forgive me. And Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. Life comes about on the very day of the death of God. An earthquake happens, tombs are open, boulders split, and some rise from the dead that afternoon and appear in the city in Jerusalem. The death of Christ brings life, and that's why the day it happened is called good. Brothers and sisters, what a joy it is to hear this word. This word speaks to the weary and rouses them. When we need renewal in the spiritual life and in our own mission of proclaiming the kingdom of God, this is the center to which we keep returning over and over again. Coming to that cross, learning from these events, and being filled not just with the memory and the example of these events, but with the power that they bring. Let us indeed rejoice, because this word that he spoke, by the very events that we observe in these days, is being spoken to us every day. Brothers and sisters, let us be roused to holiness, to zeal, to proclaim the kingdom, to fervor, to defend life, to confidence that in the end, this word is what has the victory. Grace over sin, truth over falsehood, life over death. Amen. Lord, we bring all our prayers and praises together. We pray for the catechumens of the church. We pray for the people in danger throughout the world. We pray for wisdom in these elections. And we pray for the personal needs of everyone watching now. And we sum up all our prayers by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Okay, friends, so tomorrow and the next few days will be a little bit different. We'll have our 10 a.m. broadcast, but we will be sharing with you some extended reflections tomorrow on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. Those 3 days, I'm going to draw from some of the past reflections I gave, because they really summarize exactly the way I want to summarize it, the meaning of these 3 days. And so we will share with you special broadcasts of those reflections, as well as special times of prayer, meditations on the last words of Christ, stations of the cross. Tune in to the special schedule of broadcasting on endabortion.tv. And you will be able to see and enjoy a lot of these spiritual resources that we bring you. Next 3 days, the Easter Triduum, very, very special days. And then, of course, I will bring you Easter morning reflections at the usual time with the full joy of the season that begins then. So be assured of my prayers during these days along with you. Let's stay connected and let's receive this tremendous grace the Lord is going to give us as we renew our faith. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Alveda King, board member of Priest for Life. More money is being spent in America to kill babies in the womb than to save them. Together, we need to change that, and today I want to invite you to support our work at Priest for Life. Why ours rather than other groups? Because we have a unique team that helps lead in every arena of the fight against abortion, and we activate the churches where you find people who are most likely to get involved in that fight. To awaken a pastor about abortion is to awaken thousands of people he serves. We do not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have a very high evaluation among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.